كنا ضعف يا أيها الناس. My dear respected Muslims, through this journey of life, each and every individual, male or female, religious, irreligious, poor or wealthy, whatever a person is going through in life, many people will definitely be tested. Allah Rabbul Izzah mentioned to us in the second juz of the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will definitely test you. How will we test you? In what form will you be tested? You will be tested through fear. You will be tested through hunger and thirst. You will be tested through the loss of life. You will be tested through the loss of wealth. But understand, O Ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this journey of life, you have to be tested. Then Allah finishes and completes the ayah, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Glad tidings to the people of patience. What is a sign that when I am tested, I have patience? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. Whenever any difficulty befalls me, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Whenever any difficulty, calamity, hardship befalls me, immediately on my tongue is, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We will definitely go through hardships in life. But the lesson we wish to take from the fifth juz of the Qur'an, today's lesson, is that understand the value of life. Understand the value that you hold as an ummati of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The lesson of the fifth juz, Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La ta'kulu amwalakum baynakum bilbatili illa an takuna tijaratan an taradim minkum. Don't eat the wealth of one another except through halal means, which is basically the means of business. Then the ayah and the part of the ayah we wish to take as a lesson today, where Allah says, Wala taqtulu anfusakum. And O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't take your own life. Suicide in the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is growing by the day. In the US alone, every year for the past few years, 42 to 45,000 individuals are committing suicide. Globally in the world, every year 1 million people are taking their own lives. But you and I as ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have been told in the Quran, O ummati of Muhammad, you will go through hardships. You may suffer from depression. You may suffer from anxiety. You may suffer from the loss of wealth. You may suffer from the loss of a close and near and dear family member. But O ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understand, who was the most beloved to Allah? Who was the most beloved to Allah? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is the Messenger of Allah telling you and I directly? Udhitu fillahi ma lam yu'dha ahad. I have been made to suffer in the path of Allah like nobody ever. Nobody before me has suffered like I have. Nobody after me will suffer like I have. أُخِفْتُ فِي اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَخَفْ أَحَدٍ. Ahad means nobody before me in my time or after me has been made to fear in the path of Allah like I have. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were the most beloved to Allah. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam went through how many difficulties? Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, how many difficulties? His father Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam lost his sight because of the love of his son. But O Ummati of Muhammad, seek solace in the Quran and understand, La taqtulu anfusakum. This life you have, O Ummati, you do not own this life. What does La taqtulu anfusakum mean? Don't kill yourself. Mufassirin have mentioned, commentators of the Quran have mentioned, that one aspect of this means Don't enforce the commands of Allah on yourself in a such a manner where it takes your life. One Sahabi radiallahu anhu is sent out by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, ihtalamtu. In the night, he wakes up in the morning and he's impure. And he says, it was laylatun barida. It was a very, very cold night. He says, I feared if I was to go and take wudu, I would destroy myself, I would die. So what I done was, I done tayammum. And I went to the people and I led them in congregation in salah. When we returned back to Madinatul Munawwara and we came in front of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took a recap of what had happened in the journey. So I told him, O Messenger of Allah, one night I woke up and I was in the state of impurity and I led the people while I had performed tayammum. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, why didn't you make wudu? So he says, O Messenger of Allah, it was so cold that I feared if I had made wudu, I would die. And I remembered the verse of Allah where Allah says, لَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, don't take your own lives. So that's why I made tayammum and I led the people in congregation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears his answer, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiles and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepts his answer. So some of the first things I've mentioned in terms of your deen, don't exert yourself unnecessarily to the state and extent where you take your own life. And secondly, as the hadith of Bukhari and Muslim, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسَهُ بِشَيْءٍ عُذِّبَ بِهِ فِي النَّارِ عُذِّبَ بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that individual who takes his own life and he commits suicide, in whichever way, shape or form, whatever he used to kill himself, خَالِدًا مُخَلَّدًا فِيهَا, there is a warning that he will suffer in the fire of Jahannam eternally for a very long time, in the same manner or through the same avenue from which he killed himself. And Rasulullah goes on to explain the hadith further and he tells us, for example, if a person drank poison and he claimed his own life, he will continue in Jahannam to drink poison. If a person killed himself with iron, he will be given iron in Jahannam. It will be placed in his hand and he will continue to beat himself. If a person is on a mountain and he jumps off the mountain, he will continue to fall through the pits of Jahannam. O Ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, understand your value. You are valuable, you are precious. But yet, amongst the youth between the age of 18 to 24, there is a rise in suicide. The third cause and the third greatest cause for the taking of lives in this day and age is suicide. Because a person feels empty, he feels depressed. I have nowhere to go, I have nobody. Because we haven't filled our hearts with the love of Allah. If we go through difficulty, it's a sign of solace and comfort for us. Those who were most beloved to Allah went through trials and tests. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَدْنَّا. Did the people think they can say we believe? وَهُمْ لَا يَفْتُنُونَ. And they won't be tested. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, the people before them were also tested. So we definitely will be tested. Rasulullah ﷺ says, hadith of Bukhari, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا, whoever Allah wishes good for, يُصَبْ مِنْهُ, Allah will test him. But the sad reality is when these tests come on us, because we don't have the strength of Iman, people are resorting to suicide. Suicide is a major sin in this beautiful, merciful religion of Islam. We need to understand that hardships are temporary. A person is married, he's making dua for years for children, Allah is not blessing him with children. We need to understand that, don't become despondent in dua. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, he makes dua to Allah. Inni wahna al-azmu minni. Oh Allah, my bones have become weak. Washta'ala al-ra'su shayba, my hair has become white. Wa lam akun bi du'aika rabbi shaqiyya. Wa inni khiftu al-mawaliya min wara'i. Wa kanat imra'ati akira. Oh Allah, my wife is barren. But yet he never lost hope and he says, فَهَبْلِي مِن لَّدُنْكَ وَلِيَّا. Oh Allah, grant me someone who will inherit from me. Some people have written at the age of 120, while his wife was at the age of 98 years of age, she was barren, she gave birth to a son, Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. We don't need to become despondent. We don't need to lose hope. Whenever we make dua, our dua is accepted in one of three ways. Either we are immediately granted what we have asked for, number one. Or if we are not immediately given what we have asked for, we are given it at a later time. Or third, And the third manner in which our dua is accepted, maybe Allah knows that what we are asking for is not good for us and Allah doesn't give it to us. He saves us. لَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Then Allah completes this ayah where He tells us, don't kill yourselves. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. Allah is merciful on us. How can an individual upon whom Allah is showering His mercy want to take his own life? The reason, the core reason is because, yes, a person can suffer from mental illnesses and so on and so forth. But one of the reasons also is because we don't have Allah in our lives. People are suffering from depression. When was the last time we picked up the Quran and we built a connection with our Creator? So the lesson of the fifth juz of the Quran is to understand the value I hold to my Allah. Each and every one of us is precious. Each and every one of us is valuable. You want to know how valuable you are? وَلَوْ أَدْنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. On the day of Qiyamah, when the kuffar, the oppressors and the disbelievers come, لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لَفْتَدَوْ بِهِ. If they were given everything that is in the heavens and the earth, just to take the iman which resides in our hearts, they would be ready to do so. This iman that is with us is more valuable than the entire earth and the entire heavens and whatever both of them contain. How can an individual who his iman alone, we're not talking about his entire life, only his iman holds such value, how can an individual want to take his own life? On the day of Qiyamah, the person with iman will be given, the person, just for us to understand, the term is used that the person with the lowest jannah, it will be the size 10 times of this earth. Because of iman in the heart, we are precious, we are valuable in the eyes of Allah, and Allah will test us to bring us closer to Him. Many a time we have sins on our backs. We haven't made enough tawbah, enough repentance for Allah to forgive us. So Allah puts us through some difficulties in order to clean us, purify us from our sins. To the extent the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says that even if a thorn pricks us, something as small as a thorn pricking you is used as a means and as a reason to expiate sins from us. Any difficulty, any trial, any tribulation we go through, if we persevere and we endure and we are patient, Allah will take away and forgive us for our sins. So we make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzah, He allow us the lesson. Who remembers the lesson of the first juz? The lesson of the first juz was the Quran. The lesson of the second juz,
controlling the nafs,
bringing taqwa in your life, controlling the nafs. The lesson of the third juz, to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. The lesson of the fourth juz yesterday,
sacrifice,
to sacrifice for the deen of Allah. And the lesson of the fifth juz is to understand the value of life and to understand suicide is a major sin in this beautiful, merciful religion of Islam. Inshallah, the fourth ayah of Surah Al-Mulk, inshallah, everyone I'm hoping is learning it, is memorizing it. What was the ayah we recited yesterday? The ayah for today is, ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ. Let's not forget, why are we memorizing this surah? Because reciting this surah every night protects, preserves and safeguards a person from the adab of the qabr. And the sunnah for today, inshallah, is the month of Ramadan. You're going to be getting people inviting you over for iftar every other day. If you're Maiman, maybe every day you'll have to say no sometimes. But there's a sunnah. We've adopted this culture where when we go to a da'wah and we go to eat food at someone's house, we leave the door and we say, thanks a lot. Thank you very much, my brother. There's three du'as, let's try and learn, let's try and implement, which is of benefit to the host. Sometimes the women folk go through so much hardship in order to prepare that food, and we're leaving the home with thanks a lot that benefits them in no way, shape or form. I mentioned this dua maybe 1-2 years ago to the brothers. I don't know if they've been acting upon it or even if they've memorized it. Three du'as. The first dua is very simple. If you don't know the Arabic, at least say the English to the host. Allahumma atim man at'amana waski man saqana. Oh Allah, feed the person who has fed me. Oh Allah, satiate the thirst of the person who has satiated my thirst. The second dua is Aftara indakum as-sa'imun wa akala at'amakum al-abrar wa sallat 'alaykum al-mala'ikah. That may the fasting person do iftar by your home. What's the benefit of this? The host will get. If any person who is doing iftar breaks their fast at that person's home, you get the reward of the fasting person. And then the second part of the dua is, may the pious people eat your food. What's the benefit for the host from this? That they will be in the company of the pious. And the third portion of the dua is, may the angels make dua of maghfirah for you. And the third dua is, Allahumma barik lahum fima razaqtahum waghfir lahum warhamhum. What an amazing dua. Rasulullah says, U'titu jawami al-kalim. I have been given such a miracle where I am qaleelul mabani, kathirul ma'ani. My words are few, but the meaning is voluminous. Allahumma barik lahum fima razaqtahum. Oh Allah, grant them barakah in their rizq. Oh Allah, grant them barakah in their sustenance. Waghfir lahum, oh Allah, forgive them. Warahamhum, oh Allah, have mercy upon them. And my dear brothers, so that was the sunnah. We done the fourth ayah, we learned the fifth, the lesson of the fifth juz. Inshallah, every few days we might just recap the lesson so everyone is learning something and at least remembering if we're not implementing. And let's understand that the burdens that come in our lives, we learn to carry these burdens with a smile. Tests, trials, tribulations, we understand it's from our Creator. It's from Allah the Almighty who only wants what's best for me. One time on a lighter note, a scholar gave this as an example and he said, let's learn. He gave a talk. So the husband goes home. When he goes home, he picks up his wife and he walks around the whole home with his wife. He's walking around and he's running around the house with his wife on his shoulder and he's smiling. So when he finally puts his wife down, his wife says, Subhanallah, you've never ever picked me up. Is the reason why you're picking me up? Did the Imam give a bayan about love and being romantic today? So he's like, no, the Sheikh gave a bayan, but it wasn't about this. So she asks him, what was the lecture about? He says that the Khatib and the Imam and the scholar told us that any burden that is thrown to us, we should pick it up and go through this journey of life with a smile. So he's picking his wife up and he's going, similarly, my brothers, we will be tested. See this, sometimes if we are not being tested, we should worry. Why am I not being tested? I've got so many sins I know I haven't been forgiven for. I need to be tested. But at the same time, let's also learn the lesson, which scholars mentioned, don't ask Allah to give you the ability for patience. Because if we make dua, oh Allah, allow me to be patient, that means you are asking for a calamity to befall you in which you'll be patient. So don't ask for that. But if it comes to you and you are going through difficulty, then at that time, ask Allah, oh Allah, this is something you have put in my path. Oh Allah, you allow me to overcome it. Oh Allah, you allow me to endure it. Oh Allah, you allow me to persevere. We make dua to Allah, Rabbul Izzah, He allow us understanding. SubhanAllah, wa bihamdihi, subhanAllah, wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.